This is Carrie and Tommy.
Live from our granny flat.
My granny flat.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Oh, afternoon, Australia. Welcome to Friday Eve, Carrie Bickmore.
As we swelter through a heat wave. In some parts of the country.
Yes, and in other parts of the country, it's below average temperatures. And in other parts of the country, it's mild. Wherever you're listening, we're relating to you.
Guys, sorry. Christian Hull. Here. I've got a really exciting show update.
Mm. Spice Girls. We're going to Spice Girls, aren't we?
Oh, have you found the tickets?
No, hold on. No. It's an Instagram update. We're almost
an
at 100,000 followers. Yay! We're 300 people away. How good am I as a social producer?
I had absolutely no idea how many followers we had.
Yeah, almost 100,000. We've got 300 more to go.
Do you get some kind of commission for getting us to 100,000?
Well, I keep my job, basically.
Which, after losing the Spice Girls tickets,
yeah. That's why I'm bringing this up.
Do you feel like that's a break into show kind of announcement?
Absolutely, 100,000 is massive.
So how many more do we need?
99,000. It's not that big. Have you seen how many I've got?
Oh, all right. Oh. 600,000, I did notice that. It's quite a lot. If you could post a bit more for us, we can get some more followers. But I did want to just ask, if you don't follow the @CarrieTommyShow on Instagram, if you could please, because I really want to get to 100,000.
What's going to happen if we do it?
Yeah.
Mate, have you actually got nothing?
Do you have a prize for someone?
I've got a funny photo. I don't know.
Why don't you put the photo up now, right? Mm-hmm. Put the photo up now and people have to go and follow us and then
Well, it's a photo you didn't want me to put up.
What's the photo?
Remember we did our pregnancy photo shoot and you said, I don't want that photo going up?
I'm okay with it now.
This one.
Are you?
I think so.
That one? Yeah.
I was only not okay with it when it involved my legs on either side.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I reckon put up the picture. Mm-hmm. You got to go into Carrie Tommy's show.
Do I get a say whether I'm okay with it or not?
You're fine with it. Okay. Yeah. Like the picture, follow us, and then caption underneath it.
Yeah.
And then you'll pick
the best caption. Don't know what they mean,
that person's going to win. What about tickets to Tommy's show?
Oh, that's a dud.
Have you got should get my name for a second?
Yeah, what about tickets to... And then you pointed at me.
What about tickets to old mate over there?
I have a few people I work with.
Yeah, I got shows all around the country where weather can be hot, weather can be mild.
Yeah.
Head to our Instagram page @CarrieTommyShow. We have a huge show on the way.
Up for you next. If you're up for sliding into people's DMs, mm-hmm. I may have the best opening line for you ever. That's next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hugh Jackman joining us after four.
Absolutely, but I'm really pumped now because we didn't have to do much. We're now at 100K. Christian, you keep your job, mate. Have you looked at any of the comments underneath yet?
Yeah, probably some aren't for on air.
Oh. We are talking about the photo that Christian has just posted that Carrie actually didn't want ever to go out at Carrie Tommy Show. Check it out on our Instagram.
No, it just sounds a little bit weird.
Why am I not the one that didn't want it to go out?
Okay, hold on.
It's only me, isn't it?
At that time that photo circulated, you said you were fine with it. I said I thought it was a bit much.
Okay.
Anyway, is that what happened?
Check out the photo.
I think you were totally fine with it.
We're moving on.
I was wanting to hear some of the comments.
What does it say on the board?
Okay, sorry. Go.
What does it say on the board?
It says, Tommy talks.
No, it
now.
Doesn't. Why are you improvising suddenly?
I don't know. I'm not good at that.
You just read what it says.
Tommy's DM slides.
And what is my tease say to you just before the song? I said, if you want the best opening line for a DM.
Yep.
Oh, you know,
and I wasn't really listening
and you,
to that.
But you agreed in the meeting. You were like, this is great. Let's do that on the show, right? But I knew you'd get in a bit of a stink of a mood like you've got in. So I thought, let's change it up. Let's do something that really makes Carrie's day. What haven't we done yet that is Carrie's favourite segment of all time? Buzz.
What word am I looking at?
It is back.
Give us a call.
Oh, my God. I wanted to know about your
Give
DM
us a call.
Slides. I hate this segment.
Give us a call. 131060.
Oh.
It's the best game you can play on radio.
It's the worst game.
Give us a call. 131060. I've got a book in front of me. It's Sean McAuliffe's Tales from a Tall Forest. And simply what happens in this game is I look at a word and I point to it so you know I'm not cheating.
I'm going to go say hi to Addie. You do this break and I'll be
no,
back.
No. You have to guess what word am I looking at. Carrie. What word am I looking at?
Cat.
Ooh, close. Fisherman.
Oh.
What word am I looking at?
Christian.
Siphon.
Ooh, nowhere near it. It's both.
What word am I looking at?
Zonda.
Hurricane.
Socks.
Oh, that was really close.
What word am I looking at?
Can we get one of these calls Buzz, across and make this game go
you.
Away?
All right.
Have we got anyone we can speak
Carrie,
to, Buzz?
Barrett, Carrie,
yes.
Just when Buzz gets to go, doesn't mean
sorry.
He gets to talk over him.
I was trying to get Buzz to do his other job.
Buzz.
Animal.
Oh, no, it's next.
Oh.
What word am I looking at?
James has got it. James, are you there?
No, James is still on. James.
How you doing?
James. Hey.
James.
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, well, we're just making radio history here. James, what word am I looking at?
A fast game's good game, mate.
He's thinking of the word.
Don't think too hard.
It's hard. It's hard.
Okay,
game.
James is gone. Beck,
what word am I looking at?
Beck, what words are you looking at?
Softly.
Softly is not bad, Beck. Why did you go with softly?
No, first word that popped into my head.
That's usually the way to go. And guess what, Beck? Incorrect.
What?
I'm so sorry. It was calm.
Do you think okay. James has come up with one now?
Oh, James.
James,
let's go back
are you back?
To you.
Have you had time to think, mate?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's
what?
Balloon.
Oh, not bad. It's mountain. There's an O, there's an N. Mountain, balloon.
Okay, here's an idea. This year, if somebody can ever guess
Carrie.
The word you're looking at, what can we give them? Like, I think this needs to be a year-long game because no one's going to get this. If you want me on board with this segment ever, because I hate it, I want a big prize at the end for the person that guesses the word you're looking at.
A jackpot, $50 for every incorrect guess.
Okay, great.
And let's play it every day.
No.
Carrie? Yes.
What word am I looking at?
Done.
Have a guess.
Kissed.
Ooh, another $50 in the kitty.
What word am I looking at? Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
All right, if you've got a kid that wakes up in the night and comes down into your bed, have I got a story for you today? In fact, it's not a story. It's some tips. Got some tips, see?
Okay.
Researchers, not sure that they're researchers. People have come up with an idea for how to stop.
Is it just me, or is this a real rocky start?
I mean, it probably isn't a bit of news. It's just more some personal advice for me. But I figure if you're a parent, it might relate. It might relate to you too.
Just you've got a theory.
No, somebody has a theory on how to get your kids to go to sleep at night if they won't go to sleep, and to stop them coming down in the night.
Okay.
They say if you've got a kid that won't go to sleep,
you
need to do sleep pressure, and sleep pressure means don't send your kid to sleep until they're ready to go to sleep. So the point is that they're so desperately tired that they can't fight the sleep, right? So when you go 7 o'clock bedtime and they lay there and then they start thinking, then they start worrying, then they start going, Mom, I can't sleep. You're putting to bed too early.
So
good in
this is
theory,
just...
but my child would still be up at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I used to just want to stay up and watch The Simpsons.
Yeah, well, probably by the time you went to bed, you crashed out because you were ready to go to sleep.
Yeah, but then I would have been exhausted the next day when I had to get up to school.
As I said, not researchers, probably just somebody's
thoughts. But are you saying that this is a good tip or a bad tip?
Apparently, these are good tips.
No, but
also
do you think this is a good tip?
I don't know. I'm reading them for the first time. The other thing is, if your child won't sleep because they're
afraid. We can change the opener instead of Bickmore's bit. It's to Bickmore reads it for the first time.
If a child's afraid of noises outside, they're afraid of going to sleep. It gives you tips on how to talk to them about their fear.
Like,
I can see you fading away. This is really, anyway, nothing. I'll read this in my own time. I do have
no,
some
you
news
won't. You had all your own time before the show today, and you didn't read it.
Kylie Minogue's in town,
yeah.
And that can mean one thing and one thing only. She's going to be at Mardi Gras on the weekend. That's what they're thinking. It is on this weekend. And for the first time ever, Neighbours, the show, has a float at Mardi Gras. It's going to have all the cast on the float, right, because they recently just had their first same-sex marriage. Magda Szczepański was the celebrant.
Yes,
but how cool is this? They've released a banger of a remix of Neighbours to play when their float goes past.
Isn't it? Yeah.
It's got Buzz going.
Oh, yeah.
Buzz looks like he could be part of the, you know, the Dykes on Bikes?
got my denim jeans, my cutoffs ready to go.
Too far, mate. Come on.
I don't think it was.
Finally, Uber has launched a new tipping function. You can tip your Uber driver or your Uber Eats driver. You've got 30 days after the trip to tip it, and they get 100% off the money that you tip them. How cool is that? There's a slight concern that drivers will give you a low rating.
Welcome back to the Gary segment. How cool is that?
They're worried.
Hey, neighbours are going to float. How cool is that?
Also, they're a bit worried.
Tip Uber drivers. How cool is that?
They're worried. Their drivers will give you low ratings if you don't tip. So they're like, they're not 100% sure this is going to be a good thing.
How uncool is that?
But I still think it's a cool idea.
Okay.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, how cool is that?
How cool is that?
How cool is that?
Because that was you from just before, right?
Because how many times did I say it?
Well, you said it at the end of both of your Bickmore's bits. And I thought, you know what's fun about today's show?
Yeah.
It's nice and fluid, right? So we're moving, we're changing. So we thought this would be a great idea for a brand new segment called...
How cool is that?
And so what we're going to do is we're going to go to a song now and you get the chance to...
It's changing everything we're doing on the show.
You get the chance to come up...
Next week we're going to talk about you and how much you're a jerk at work.
We're going to save that till next week because right now, while it's hot, while it's fresh in our mind, we're going to do the first ever edition of
Mate,
How Cool Is That?
I'm the other half of the show. You don't make all the
decisions.
The,
you're the one doing How Cool Is That?
How cool is that? I want to do How Cool
Is That? So you've got to think of things.
Okay.
And then at the end of them, look up cool things to find that you bring to me and the people of Australia. Yeah. And at the end of each one, you go...
How cool is that? People call up and they tell me something.
That's going to be in the next break.
How cool is that?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You mentioned how cool is that off the back of your news in Bicknor's Bits. And I thought that's so good that we should make it a segment and gave you about 4 minutes to come up with some amazing facts
and
for
people. And I've got baby brain and I'm tired and I can't even by Googling it, I can't come up with anything cool.
Well, it's happening.
How cool is that? Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
You
didn't have much time. We didn't have much time either.
All right, here's something cool for you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Did you know that the people that found...
I don't think you meant to start by saying, here's something cool for you.
Right, sorry. It's my segment. I'll run it how I like.
I think you meant to say the thing and then say how cool is that at the end of it.
The people that founded Google tried to sell off Google in 1999 for under $1 million to this group called Excite.
Yeah.
And Excite went, nah. And now the Google founders are worth how much? How cool's that?
That's not bad.
Do you know?
See, this one segment's of our, fire. I like it. Yeah.
One of our followers, Carrie Tommy Show followers, had a baby girl the same afternoon I had Adelaide and called her Adelaide and didn't know I had Adelaide.
How cool is that? Oh, cool is that? How cool is that?
No, she didn't know I had Adelaide. Sure. It's not creepy. Sure. I hadn't announced it yet. That's cool.
How cool is that? Great segment, right?
That's all I've got.
Oh, would you like another one?
I'm going to see the Lego movie with Ollie this afternoon.
How cool is that? Do you want another one?
Yeah.
If you took all the gold out of our Earth and managed to extract it, you'd have enough gold to cover the world all over with a foot deep of gold. How cool is that?
Nah.
What about this? And I thought you might like this one because I thought it might feed into how you're feeling at the moment. Men are 6 times more likely to be struck by lightning than women.
How cool is that?
Yeah, I thought so.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Anything at all that you think will make Carrie say...
How cool is that?
Give us a call.
Yeah.
Apparently I said it a few times during my bits.
Yeah.
I thought my bits were pretty cool today.
And we thought we'd run with it on the sly and your face hasn't changed since I brought up the idea of running with it and it's not that smiley face that I'm used
Resting
to.
Resting something face, they call it.
Yes. Yes, they do.
Ethan, tell me something fun.
Alrighty, you know when you're in the water for so long and your hands and feet go wrinkly?
Yep.
Do you know why?
Nah.
Why?
Your body adapts so you can swim quicker in water.
How cool's that?
Do you want to know something, Ethan? I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news, but I've heard something different.
Mate, it doesn't need to be factually correct. It just has to make me feel that it's cool.
So how would that make you swim quicker?
It doesn't matter. It's blown my mind.
Okay, well, it's not ruined because it's game. Sure.
Stacey.
Hello.
Stacey, it's just nice to hear a cheerful woman for a change.
Tommy, I've been waiting for you to ask me on a date for a while. I think that we connect, on my level, maybe not yours.
How cool's that?
I know, right?
When's this happening, Stacey?
Oh, look, it's up to him. It's taking a while, but anyway, still waiting.
Stace, it's interesting because we had plans of what we're going to do with the show today and then Tommy just threw all the plans out the window, right? And now he's got people to call up with stories to tell me how cool's that. 131060, do you want to go on a date with Tommy? I'll collate all of them and I'll pick one for you to go on a date with.
I love it. Well, I study law, live in Wollongong, drive up every day to Sydney.
I mean, I'm going to need a lawyer at some point, so that sounds pretty good, Stace.
If you're smuggling people in, I'm probably the person because I'm looking for more, you know, human rights law. But look, criminal, maybe we can look at
that.
No, well, I mean, you're doing a great thing for society and good on you, Stace.
While we're waiting for more people to call who want to date you, Bianca, give me something fun.
My hubby's birthday is 4988. Mine is 4989, and our phone number ends in 4990.
Mate, I'm way too sleep deprived to work out what the hell you're talking about.
It's numbers. I'm all about numbers.
I got that it was numbers. That's cool.
So do you want to let go of Rain Woman and go to the next caller?
Thank you, Bianca. That's interesting. Bender, help me.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Yeah, good.
Living the dream.
Yeah, me too. I've got a little rap for you.
Oh, yeah, all right, go.
Yeah, right, yeah. So I was knocking on the door. I said, hey, Carrie Big Moore. My name is Bender. I'm a footy defender. I'm a walker. I'm a talker. I'll never be a stalker. How cool is that?
You had me at I'll never be a stalker.
I will never be that stalker.
How cool is that? I enjoyed that.
Okay.
Finally, last caller of the day, Sarah. Hey, Sarah, tell me something fun.
Well, I'm a nurse. And
you want to date Tommy, don't you? That's what you're calling about.
I do. I was actually listening to the show yesterday, and I don't know, because yesterday was extra funny, and I'm like, oh, thank you, just bye. Funny most days, but yesterday I was having a shit day.
She sounds like she's right up your alley.
Nothing I love more than a nurse who swears. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This next man needs no introduction, but it'd be rude not to give him one. It is our country's favourite, Hugh Jackman. Woo!
Hey, guys. And Carrie, sorry, Tommy, I'm going to start with Carrie. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. You are in the town that my daughter is named after.
Yes. So, Adelaide. How old is Adelaide then?
She's 11 weeks.
11 weeks. Oh, yeah. Congrats. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, it's been hell on earth, but she's good.
I remember when I had after my first kid, only one person told me the truth of what was going to happen. It was my eldest brother, and he's like, here's the deal. Everyone's going to say, isn't this the greatest thing in your life? Isn't this changed everything? And you're happiest ever. And he goes, it's not true. It's going to be hell, but it gets better. And it's okay. Or it just sucks. So you can call me if it sucks.
Oh, it's so hard. Anyway.
It's hard.
This is my brief moment of joy for the day. No, I don't want to make it sound like that. But speaking to you is a real joy because I have to say over summer, The Greatest Showman has been the soundtrack to my summer. Although I know it's meant to be uplifting, but I cannot listen to it. Even on the way here, I was listening to it without crying. It makes me so emotional.
Yeah, it's funny. Kiala was with me yesterday when we announced the tour in New Zealand. I cried like a baby just listening to her. She was singing it with these students from the Auckland University of Technology. And, Kiala's half Maori, right? So there were all these Maori and Islander kids there. So it was like 250 Kialas, just all heart, and they were all crying, and I was just crying, and I was like, there's something about the music in that show. I people come up to me all the time, and they talk to me about it, and they start crying, and I'm like, I'm sorry, and they're like, no, these are happy tears. You know?
I know.
All I'm learning from this is that being a parent breaks you. And you cry at every moment.
Pretty much. But we were going to have Kiala come to Australia and sing This Is Me for, we did a brain cancer special for my foundation to raise money. Yeah. And she got herself had her own health scare just a couple of weeks before she came out. So in the end, we had a great Australian, Katie Noonan, perform. And I think we may have sent you the clip. But I think that's why I'm attached to it as well, because it was just such an emotional night for us.
Well, I thought that was a beautiful, beautiful rendition of something that she did. And I thought the entire thing was really special. And I loved the way you had all the pictures and faces of the people and really put a face to it. And I think what you're doing is awesome. And let me tell you, Kiala, if she could have been there, would have been there. She's that kind of person. But I thought Katie, just crushed it. That version of that song is just so beautiful.
Can we talk about...
it's such an amazing movie, but can you believe how hard it was to get off the ground? Like, I read that it took 7 years to get it greenlit.
I thought you just say, I want to make a movie, and you do it, mate.
Yeah.
After I hosted the Oscars, that was 10 years ago. So 10 years ago, the week after, the producer of the Oscars said to me, mate, we should make a movie musical about Peaky Blinders. I'm like, yes, do it. So that was 10 years ago. So it does take a long time, but I think it's sort of weird that now musicals, I saw an article like, well, of course, if you do a musical and you release it on Christmas Day, it's going to be successful. Like, that was not the thinking in Hollywood. It's sort of back now. You've got, you know, Bohemian Rhapsody and Star is Born. You've got Mary Poppins, and it's a great time. But and that's my way of saying I can sort of believe it, because I knew how nervous everyone was at Fox. And when we opened that opening weekend, it was not looking great. So it was thankfully all the people who went to see it.
But you're Wolverine. Doesn't Wolverine just get to make any movie that he wants?
Yeah, I'm not sure the Wolverine fans were beating down the door for a minute. I don't know if the world's half complete. I'm sure they do on some level, but not on a mass level.
But the thing is, surely just singing the music would get you over the line. But I was watching this great video where you were talking about how the day you went to pitch it, you just had your skin cancer cut off, and then you were told you're not allowed to sing.
Oh, yeah, that was a really bad day, because we were 6 years into the process, and finally we managed to get people, like all the money people, studio execs, etc., from all around the world to come in. And the day before, I'd had 80 stitches in my nose with the skin cancer. I said, listen, I've got to go back to rehearsal. And he's like, for what? I said, well, I'm singing this big thing tomorrow. And he goes, no, you can't sing. And I was like, okay. So I told the director, he's like, do not tell a soul. You're going to turn up. If I tell him you're coming to a workshop for a Hugh Jackman musical and you don't sing, no one's coming. So I just had to turn up and then tell them when they were there. But, of course, a little bit of showbiz in the United States, I ended up singing. But the real, I don't know if you've seen it. Have you ever seen Keala at that workshop?
Yeah,
I think
that's what we then
40
watched
times.
Brought us to tears again. Oh,
that moment is just one of the best showbiz moments I've ever been part of. I've never seen it. Because I can't tell you the names. I think it'd be really bad form if I did, but there were three big, big stars wanting to play that part. The song had just been written. Everyone knew it was kind of a great song. And the head of the studio, after Keala sang, there was not a dry eye in the house. Aww. He leapt up out of his seat. He ran across the stage. So we're mid-performance. And he just ran across the stage and hugged her. And I was close enough to hear it. He said, you just booked your first major motion picture.
Oh my God.
Then I spent 9 months thinking, he's going to change his mind. Yeah. Like, he's going to get back to the office. He's going to get a call from the agent, from one of these three big stars. He's going to change his mind. But he didn't. That's how amazing. So if you haven't seen it, just put in, I don't know what you put in, but this is me, Keala, workshop or something. You'll see it. Incredible.
Hugh, we're loving chatting to you, but there's someone in my life who I want to surprise with a call from you. Are you happy to stick around?
Yep, more than happy. Stick around.
You could have really screwed us then and just said no.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hugh, I need to ask you something that is quite controversial. I voiced my opinion on this movie yesterday on the show.
You got shouted down.
Yeah, I've been a lot of hate has been thrown my way. A Star is Born. Now, I didn't love it. I actually hated it. What are your thoughts?
I think he's jealous of Bradley Cooper. That's what I think is going on.
Oh,
did you love it?
No. I thought it was really great. And I thought Bradley did an amazing job. First time director, and as an actor, I thought he was amazing. I thought it was really great. And I don't know if you've seen any other versions, but, you know, he's doing the third version of it. It's really hard to kind of make it distinctive when there's two quite famous versions already. Mate, I'm not going to shout you down for it, but I'm going to strongly disagree.
I've also changed my mind now, and I agree with you.
Can I also
I think you're going to get the nicest
Tommy?
Man in showbiz.
Hey?
Can I? Yeah, and on top of that, my next door neighbor is Bradley Cooper. I see him almost every day in the
is
morning.
Is he? Oh, well, of course.
Yeah, no, he really is.
Does he look stunning in the morning?
He was living there for a year before I realized. Go on, talk about it something.
He just wants to know if he looks as hot in the morning as he does at night. I'd like to know that too.
Yeah, I'll take a photo next time. Bradley, I know it's 7:45. I just need a little shot for Tommy. first, Tommy, and then for Carrie. Okay.
Hey, before we let you go, so tomorrow, my auntie, who I spent summer with listening to your music, and she is your greatest fan. She is shaving her head tomorrow to raise money for brain cancer. And I know how much you are trying to beat cancer, how much we're all trying to beat cancer. I've got her on the line now. She doesn't know that you're on the line as well. Could you please wish her all the best for shaving her
head? What's her name?
Tomorrow, Gabby.
Gabby?
We're going to connect Gabby. We're going to connect you through now. Let's see if she's come up. Hold on one sec. Are you there, Gab?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, I just had someone that I thought you might want to chat to before tomorrow. Wish you good luck. Take it away, Shoes.
Hi, Gabby. This is Walter from Lion Insurance. We are sponsoring the fight against cancer, and we just want to say on behalf of all of our insurance adjusters that we love what you're doing, and congratulations.
Thank you.
And we're going to donate $3.50.
Oh, that's huge. Thanks so much. Everybody help.
Gabby, I don't feel like you've recognized the voice.
I'm a terrible actor.
Gabby.
It's Hugh Jackman here, Gabby.
No way. Oh,
no,
my
kidding.
God.
It's Walter from London. It is me.
Gabby, what did we spend all summer listening to?
Oh, my God. Hi, Hugh.
G'day, Gabby. Thank you for listening to that. I love that it meant something to you. And I got to tell you, I love what you're doing. It takes courage to do it and to support cancer. I'm a patron of the Fight Cancer Foundation that Deb's mum started 30, 35 years ago. And I highly applaud what you're doing. I think it's awesome.
Oh, thank you so much, Hugh. I mean, for me, people say you're being brave, but compared to the people that are dealing with the disease, bravery doesn't come into what I'm doing. It's really just raise awareness and to give thanks for the blessed life that I've had and to show my love. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good on you. And I have to tell you, as someone who's shaved his head for a movie part, the first thing you've got to do is dive into a pool or go into the shower. It feels so good. It feels so good.
Great,
and
I'm doing that.
It's going to be a little weird, but just go with it. People will rub your head if you've never met before. Yeah. You'll be on the bus and they'll just start rubbing. Just go with it. They rub away.
Hugh, thank you. You are touring the man. I feel like Gab's going to jump in the shower now. Hugh, your live show is touring around the country. It is called The Man, The Music, The Show. Now, I suspect that you may have done what I do with my stand-up comedy shows, and you may have named the show that broadly because you didn't quite have a show when you made the title. Is that correct?
There's a little element of truth there, Tommy, and no one picked it up.
We'd love to catch up with you when you come back. You're an absolute legend. So proud that you are Australian. Tickets on sale March 7 from Ticketek. I mean, I would say go check it out, but I'm sure it's probably already sold out.
Thanks, Gary. Thanks, Tommy. And go get them, Gabby.
All the best. Cheers, Hugh.
Bye.
All right, I'll be looking out for your bald head, Gabby, in my show.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. I think my auntie's only just realised what just happened.
So that was actually Hugh Jackman?
Yeah, because I think he started as the salesman or the insurance guy.
Yeah,
I don't think when he then finally said he was Hugh, she even believed that it was actually Hugh. But she's just sent me this message saying how crazy, I can't believe that was Hugh. She said, want to hear something weird. She was in the middle of a workshop. At the time, they were talking about, a friend was talking about how she was going to see Hugh Jackman when he came out to do his show. And then she was saying how we sang to Hugh Jackman all, like, Greatest Showman all over summer. So they put the song on. And the song was playing when we called her with Hugh Jackman on the line. Ooh. Then she came back in and she opened her phone to text me to say, you know, thanks so much. And it was another friend saying, hey, do you want tickets to go see Hugh Jackman?
Ooh.
Weird.
Ooh. Buzz, it was nice.
Do you have
that
woo music? I
mean,
I like your woo.
No. The woo was great because also I think we need to finish and hand over to Hughie and Kate because you did hear Buzz doing the ghost there, but you can also hear him crying and I think he's ready to be put on the boob. So we should finish up the show for now. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.